Book of James, chapter 2. If you remember, we finished first 13 verses. Today we are going to start with verse 14. And if God gives us a grace, we can finish this chapter today. If not, we will continue. Book of James, chapter 2, starting from verse 14. Anyone can read.
What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and had not worked? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone.
Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. See ye then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Amen. Amen. Now today, James is trying to tell us about faith and works. Many people got confused from these scriptures. Because some people say we get saved by faith, and it's not by works. Now why James is saying you need works with the faith, otherwise your faith is dead? Is James wrong? Or we did not understand what the Word of God is saying? Now if you search the Word of God is always tells you salvation comes by grace. We don't have to do anything. We just have to receive it by faith. But now, it seems to be very simple, but let me put it this way. If somebody tells you, I want to give you something, and I kept on saying, I want to give you something, and I do not do it, that doesn't mean what I said. What you say, you have to do it. If Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for us, and he wants to save us, and if somebody comes and gives you the message of salvation, then first of all, you have to be convinced what the man of God is saying. Is that what he's saying is good for me? And once you're convinced listening to the Word of God says in book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, the faith comes by what?
Hearing
by the Word of God.
Amen.
First of all, you heard the Word of God. When you heard the Word of God, then what you do, you put that word in practice. Amen. That means what you heard, you do it. That's called the works. If Jesus is the Savior you heard 10 times, and you believe that, I believe Jesus is my Savior, but you don't do anything about what you heard, is that faith is going to work? No. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Please read.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Now see, here it simple says, you have to believe. You have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's what you have to do to get saved. Okay, read the verse 10.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Okay, now what the word of God is saying? You believe Jesus Christ in your heart, but then what you have to do? Confess with your mouth. That means you tell somebody what you believe. That establishes your faith. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you do not want to confess Him in front of somebody as your Lord, I don't think you are saved yet. Because if you are saved, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you do it what He says.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, please read. What He says. If somebody says, Lord, Lord, and what? Please read. Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Okay, now what is saying? If somebody says, Lord, Lord, and do not do what my Father says, that person will not go to heaven. Now if you ask somebody, the Hindu man or Muslim man or a Jewish man, and ask them who Jesus is, someone will say he is a good man, someone will say he is a righteous man, someone will say he is a prophet, someone will say he is a God of Christians, but what do you say? Then you say, I believe that He is my Savior, He is my Lord, He is my Redeemer. Now once you believe it, then what you do? You have to do something. You have to do the will of the Father. Before Jesus Christ came, John the Baptist came. And John the Baptist says, repent and believe the gospel, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ says the same thing. And then what he said, repent and be baptized.
Amen.
Now just think, somebody believe the message what the prophet was saying and did not take baptism. What would happen? Somebody will say, you don't get saved by baptism. That's what the people say. But the word of God says, you say, Lord, Lord, and what? You don't do what my Father say, do, then how can you go to the kingdom of God? You remember, Philip was preaching, and he saw an Ethiopian man, and the Spirit of God told him to go and talk to him. He was reading the book of Isaiah. And the Philip ran and he said, Sir, what you reading, do you understand? This story is in book of Acts chapter 8. Right now you don't have to go there. So the man says, how can I understand? Somebody has to explain to me.
That's right.
Then he said, okay, come on and sit with me. And then he sat in the chariot and Philip started telling him about salvation plan.
Amen.
He told him everything, and he told him everything up to water baptism also. Then he saw the water on the way, and the Enoch says to Philip, what should I do? He said, believe in your heart, Lord Jesus. And then he said, is that water enough to be baptized? Then he said, if you believe in your heart, yes, it is. And the man was baptized. Just think, that man just believed what Philip said. Even though he said everything about water baptism, and he did not take water baptism, and he just heard it and left, what would happen? Do you think that man will get saved? Only he will get saved if he got into accident and died instantly. Just like thief on the cross. He says, today, thief said, will you remember me when you come in your kingdom? What Jesus Christ says, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen.
So that man had a chance to go to heaven because he did not have a chance to come back and be baptized. Now there is another man in the book of Acts. when Paul and Silas, that's the chapter 16, book of Acts, was in the jail, when the man was rescued, this man asked to Paul, what should I do to get saved? What's what Paul said? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved and your household. Now just think, some people are thinking it is very simple. I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I get saved, and automatically my family gets saved. Is that happened? No. So when he heard the gospel from Paul, then he said, could you come to my house? And Paul went to his house, and what Paul did? Preached again to the whole family.
That's right.
And the whole family, when they heard the gospel, the people who heard the gospel, Paul said, now we are going to be baptized. Middle of the night. They did not say, we believe Jesus Christ. You first of all, you said, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you shall be saved and your family. Why are you talking about water baptism in the middle of the night now? Believing it is enough for us. And we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Don't talk about baptism. What would happen? Do you think that family will be saved? No. That means they are rejecting the plan of God. They are not doing what the Father says.
Amen.
Father set up the baptism. Baptism is the commandment. Baptism is the will of God. That's what he said. If you say, Lord, Lord, and don't do what my Father say, how can you get into the kingdom of God? Okay, now let's go back to the book of Mark, chapter 16 and verse 16, what Jesus is saying. Okay, please read.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Now here Jesus is saying, if you believe, then what you do? Be baptized.
Amen.
Then you will be saved.
That's right.
Now somebody said, if I believe and don't take the baptism, do I go to hell? No. If you are on the cross, and if you are dying on the deathbed, and somebody gave you the salvation message, you will make it to heaven. But once you heard the message of salvation, and then somebody comes and tells you, baptism is the will of God for you. Baptism is for standing for Jesus Christ and proclaiming that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And identify with Jesus Christ. Would you like to do that?
Right.
No. Then what happened? That means you rejecting the plan of God.
That's right. Amen.
That's what James is trying to tell here. He says, let's go back to the James now. Chapter 2. Verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? That's the question. Now we answer the question. If somebody says, I have faith, I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but I don't want to do what he says. I don't want to do what God says. I just want to believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That is not the Christianity. If you want to be a follower of Christ, then you do what he says. We heard in chapter 1, you should not be hearer of the word, but what? You should be doers of the word. You can hear all day long. But if you don't do what you heard, that means you did not hear anything. Professor gives you lecture and you heard everything. And when the exam comes, instead of what the professor said, you gave the answer, you write the story, movie story or something. Or write a poem or something. Do you get the grades? No. The professor is going to say, what did you write? Did I teach this? Did I say this? No. You cannot make it up. So what James is saying, If you say I have faith, then listen what God says.
Amen.
And do what God says.
That's right.
Otherwise your faith is useless. Then he is giving an example, verse 15. If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding, give him not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? What does it mean? It's very simple, but what does it mean? It says you see your brother or sister or your neighbor or somebody is in need, and you are capable to give him what he needs, and you ignore it and you don't do it. Is that a believer's attitude? No. If your brother is hungry, I have seen in some houses, they are in a dinner table and somebody comes in. Instead of saying that person, why don't you come and join with us? What they will say, could you excuse us? We are in the dinner time now. Could you please sit in the living room until we finish? What that means? You don't care about that person. You don't love that person. First thing you're supposed to say, we are having a dinner. Could you please come and join with us? And that person says, I'm sorry, I already had my dinner. Then you say, okay, you want something else? You want something to drink? You want something to eat with us? And he said, no, I'm full. I'm sorry, I don't need anything. I'll wait. Then you did your part. But if you saw that person, you went to somebody's house, you saw that person didn't have clothes, you might be thinking, in America, it doesn't happen like this. In America, if you go to your closet, you have more than what you need. But some poor countries, they have one dress. They have to wash that dress overnight and put a towel around them or something and dry it and use that dress again next day. And that's what some people are doing. Some people do not have so many shoes and sandals and things like that. They might have one pair. Other day, I was watching, just yesterday, Olympic game, one lady said in a poor country, she said, you know, I do not wear my shoes, but I give my shoes to somebody who wants to go in an Olympic or who wants to do something, because I don't have two pairs. So see, that's called love. When you seeing your brother is struggling, that do not have anything to eat or anything to wear, and you have thousands of clothes and thousands of dollars in your bank, and you do not care about your brother, the Word of God says your faith is what? Useless. At least Jewish people, they have some law. If your brother doesn't have a job, all the other brethrens come together, pick some money, give it to him to make some business. How many Jewish people you saw begging for bread?
True.
Show me one. One Jewish person begging for bread? No. How many Christians begging for bread? They are not. Real Christian will not beg for bread. But the backslidden Christian or didn't know anything about Bible, and those people, and if you ask them, they will say, oh, I'm a Christian. They may not living a Christian life. But once you know that person was a Christian, something happened, I supposed to help that person to bring back to the Lord. He says, if you see them naked and do not have anything to eat or drink, you're supposed to give them.
That's right.
If you don't do it, and you say, I'm a believer, some people will say, well, I worked hard for my money, and why should I give it to somebody? That person never went to school, he did not listen anything. Now even though he is my brother, I'm not going to pay him a penny. Let him suffer and let him learn his lesson. Even though you say that, the Word of God says, what that is going to profit to you? It's not going to help you.
Amen.
Money has wings.
That's right.
Today you are rich, tomorrow you may be poor.
That's right.
And then you will scratch your head and say, oh, when my brother had a need, I did not help him. So the Word of God is saying, if you say, I have a faith, and you don't practice your faith and put it in a practice, your faith is useless. Just think, you are lying in a bed. I did this for many people. Lying in a bed and you prayed for that person. And then you're supposed to say to that person, get up from your bed in Jesus' name and walk. And if that person says, oh, I cannot do it, that person is not putting the faith in practice. One day I went to pray for one man, and he said, my leg is like a wooden piece, completely dried up. I said, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus, and you, when I say sit down, you sit down. He said, but my leg will break. I said, sir, I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. There is a power in the name of Jesus.
Right.
And it's not going to break. You do it what I say.
Amen.
After prayer, I said, please sit down. He sat one time. I said, get up, sit down, get up, sit down. 7 times. No more pain. And the man's leg got healed.
Amen. Amen.
How it happens? You have to put your faith in practice.
Amen.
Do it what the Lord says. Do it what the Word of God says. Otherwise, if you say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but I don't want to tell anybody about Jesus Christ. That's what he said, confess with your mouth. Keep on telling others what God has done
Amen.
For you.
That's right.
If Jesus healed you, and you don't tell anybody about healing, you might get sick again. Then you say, what happened? Why in the world that sickness came back?
Mm.
What did you do when Jesus healed you?
Mm.
You're supposed to go and tell somebody that Jesus healed me.
Amen.
You glorify God. And then your healing stays.
Amen.
Let's read a little bit further. Verse 17.
Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead.
Even the faith. Faith you have, but you don't have works, and you stay in that faith, say, I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I heard it on TV, or maybe I heard it on the crusade or convention, and the man says, even the Billy Graham says, now next Sunday, go to church. Why is he saying go to church? If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, go to church, read the Bible, pray. And if you say, I'm not going to do all of these things, I just believe and that's enough for me. What it says here, even so faith, if that faith stays alone without works, what?
It
will be dead. You take a plant and plant somewhere, don't give sunshine, don't give water, don't give anything. What will happen to the live plant? It will be dead. The same way our faith has to grow. Our faith has to work. And it will only work by the grace of God. You don't have to do anything. Somebody says, I don't know what to do. I don't know the will of God. Go and read Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. You will know what to do. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
That's right. Amen.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
Amen.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
So if you want to know the perfect will of God, then what he says? You have to renew your mind.
Amen.
You do not have to be worldly. Not only that, you should give your life, your body for God.
Amen.
Say, here I am, Lord, use me. Don't say, oh, today is raining, so I cannot go to church. Today is too hot, so I cannot go to church. Today is so much cold, so I cannot go to church. So if you are a Christian, you should be hungry and thirsty for the Word of God.
Amen.
You will not miss your job because of rain and cold and
Amen.
Sunshine.
Right.
If you do, you will lose your job.
Amen.
He said, God understands. Lord, you understand, don't you? I'm not coming today. I can stay at home and you can bless me here. What the Word of God is saying? Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Amen.
So we should be gathering together more than before.
Amen. That's right.
He says, so in short, the Word of God is saying, trying to say, if you say, I have faith, and you don't put your faith in practice, that is dead. Okay, verse 18. James 2, 18.
Yet a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Can it work like that? Somebody says, you know, I'm going to believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And somebody says, okay, you believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and I'll take baptism for you. You don't have to be baptized. I'm going to be baptized. But I don't believe in Jesus. I'm a Muslim. But I'm going to do a favor for you. I'm going to be baptized on behalf of you, and you just believe Jesus. Do you think it will work?
No.
No, it won't work. Because that man is taking baptism or doing something, doesn't know why he's doing it. He's doing for to please that friend. And that friend says, you know, I'm afraid of water and I don't take bath for 6 days. So, or maybe a year. And so I'm afraid of going to water. So you get baptism for me. So that's what he's saying. If someone says, I have faith, and somebody says, I have works, can it work together? There are two friends, maybe two brothers. He says, I eat today, and you just watch me if you're hungry. Just believe that when I eat, you will be filled. Will it work?
No.
Somebody said, might work. Today I eat, and you just watch. Tomorrow you eat, and I'll watch. It'll work. It doesn't work that way. That's what he's saying. It will not work. Okay, verse 19.
Thou believest that there is one God. Thou dwest well. The devil is come to believe and tremble.
Okay, now what does it mean? He says, you believe that there is one God, so you're doing well. The devil also believes and tremble. What does it mean? He says, somebody says, you go and ask people, take a survey. Do you believe in God? Yes, I do. Do you believe in God? Yes, I do. You will find 85-95% will tell you, I believe in God. What does it mean? I believe in God, I don't go to church. I believe in God, I don't believe in living holy. I believe in God and I don't believe that we should be reading Bible and praying. I don't believe God. For those people, the Word of God is saying, devil believes God and he trembles. You believe in God, you don't do anything. Now, devil believes in one God and he trembles. What does it mean? He's afraid. Why he's afraid, do you know? When Jesus came, devil said, oh, why you came to destroy us before the time? They know that they are going to, the demons are going to go to hell and the devil is going to go to hell. He knows that. And he believes there is the one God. Why? Because he has seen God.
Amen.
But now, he says, you're worse than the devil. Right? He says, devil believes in trouble and you believe in do not do anything. Now somebody said, then Do you believe that devil will go to heaven because he trembles? Why he's trembling? Because he knows he's going to go to hell. Does he do anything about it because he knows that he's going to go to hell? No. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to repent.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I made a mistake. Devil doesn't want to repent. He doesn't want to admit that he is a sinner. The same way if you say, I believe in God, but one day I know he is going to put me in a hell. I believe. That's what you get. So the word of God is saying, if you believe, then what you do? You believe what God says. And then you do. Otherwise, devil believes and trembles. Your believing will not do any good. Verse 20.
Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
Okay, now he's giving an example of Abraham. Now the Abraham, some believe, is the father of faith. He believed in God, whatever God said. Now just think, God told him, sacrifice your son. He says, yes Lord, I'm going to sacrifice my son. And every day get up in the morning, say, Lord, you told me to sacrifice my son, I'm going to do it. And he kept on repeating, time after time after time. Do you think God is going to be pleased? No. The word of God says he believed, but what he did? He practiced what he believed. And that's the time God says, Abraham, don't stretch your hand forth. Now I know you love me more than anybody, more than your son. So what does it mean? If you love the Lord, then you're going to do what he says. And then he gives another example about Rahab. Same thing. The Rahab, she was a prostitute. She was a bad person. She was going to go to hell. Here she saw the people of God. And she knew that they are coming to destroy her city. And they destroyed many idol worshippers. And now they're coming to her town. She had a faith in her heart. Their God is a true God.
Amen.
Our God is a wrong God. Our God is not going to help us. Only their God is going to help. So she took those people in her house. And they might have said, this is what we are going to do. She had a chance. She can secretly call the city people, arrest these people or kill these people, right? She had a chance. But she did not do that. Their conversation is not given here, but we know the people who came to her, they gave the message to her, we believe in true God. Now, we are going to destroy this town because these people are heathen, they don't believe in true God. We are going to establish our homes here. She would have said, please do not do any harm to me. I do believe in your God. I have seen the miracle of God in your lives and I want to be part of you. He said, okay. And that's why she protected these people and God saved her. And her name in Book of Matthew,
yes,
in genealogy of Jesus Christ. She was a prostitute. But now God promoted her in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So what I'm trying to say, the word of God is saying, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what you do? You tell somebody, and then that person will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Just think that you got saved today, and you start saying, I am going to witness to somebody and bring that person to Jesus Christ. Do you think it will work? It will work. It may not work in one day. It may not work in 2 days. But it will work. Why? If you believe, you're going out and say, today I'm going to find somebody to witness. And you pray, Lord, send somebody in my way. I want to tell that person about Jesus Christ. I want to tell that person what you have done for me. And you kept on praying. What the Word of God says. God is the prayer answering God. Right? If you pray that way, God will bring somebody in your way. Everyone has the responsibility. When you are born again, child of God, you are not going to sit at home saying, this is not my job. The pastors are paid to preach. And the evangelists, they go and they make money. I have a job and I go to work. It is not my job to go and tell somebody about Jesus. Look about Samaritan's lady. That story is given in St. John chapter 4. That lady also was just like a prostitute. Nobody wanted to talk to her. She came to the fill the water in the middle of the day. Where is the hot sunny
That's
day?
True.
You go to India, you go to Pakistan, you go to some other countries. Most of the people go and get the water early in the morning. They don't wait until the noon to get the water. Why this lady is waiting until the noon to get the water? Because if she goes early and all other ladies will be there and they might be asking her some questions. Hey, you had four husbands. Why? Who is in with you right now and you are not getting married yet? What's the problem? She didn't want this kind of stories. So she wanted to go alone in the middle of the sun, heat, so nobody will go there. So she thought, I'll be alone.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, okay, I got a time. So Jesus came alone when she was alone and start talking to her. She might be thinking, you know, I got a new boyfriend now. And she starts, you know, saying something. Jesus brought to the right point and say, if you want this living water, she was convinced. She said, yes, I do. Okay, then go and bring your husband. I don't have it. So then Jesus told the truth, what she had and what she didn't have. She was convinced in her heart. He is a prophet. She went to the town and told everybody and got a whole village, whole town followed her to Jesus. You have to go and read the story. And then Jesus starts speaking to those people. And those people got so happy. Yeah. Say, could you come to our town and stay a couple of days? What the lady was saying is true. What I'm trying to say. If that one prostitute went and told all her relatives and saved all her relatives. This Samaritan lady went to every town, every person in the town, brought everyone to Jesus Christ. That leper went to everybody's house telling Jesus Christ is doing miracle. Not only this town, but he went to other towns. So the people gathered in that town. Jesus could not go to that town. He has to go to the desert places. So one person can do that. We are sitting here in the church year after year after year. If I ask somebody, when did he get saved? 10 years ago? Within 10 years, did you bring one soul to Jesus Christ? No. I'm so busy. I do 3 jobs. I cannot pay my bills. I have this problem, that problem. You don't have time for Jesus. How can Jesus help you in your problem? I should be saying, I am going to put Jesus first in my life. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 33. I tell this verse many a time. You say with me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Is this word is true or lie? This is true. If you keep Jesus first in your life, you got a paycheck? You take a paycheck in your hand. Pray over it. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me this paycheck. You gave me grace to work for 7 days or 6 days or 5 days without having headache or without having sickness or disease. You gave me grace. You protected me as well as going and coming. No accident, nothing. That's why I was able to make this money. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this money. Now, I want to do your will. If I got a $10 today, $1 is belong to you. If I got a $100 check, $10 is belong to God. If you got a $1,000 check, how much? $100 belong to God. Now if you got a $500, how much is belong to God? $50. But you say, Lord, thank you for giving me check. I give you $5 today. What we doing? The Malachi chapter 3 said you are robbing God. Amen. When you rob God, the word of God says curse comes to you.
Amen.
Then you say, why this came to me? Check out, what did you do? If you plant a good seed, the good crop will come.
Amen.
But if you plant a rotten seed and wait there for a crop to come, it's not going to come. The word of God says when you do the sacrifice, you bring the blameless or what do you call, without deformity, that animal to sacrifice. Right? Here somebody will say, I want to give a dime. I went to several places. Nobody wants this dime. I'm going to put it in an offering plate. Because nobody wants it till you give it to the Lord. God saw your heart. God is saying first fruit is belong to God. If you got $100, $10 belong to God. If you got $300 in a week, $30 is belong to God. If you got $800, $80 is belong to God. But if you say, well, I'm going to give $8 to God, and then nothing happens. 3 months, 6 months later, you got a problem. What's the problem? Why this is happening to me? Why don't you check it out? What is the problem? So word of God is say, seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Your bills will be paid. Your mortgage will be paid. Your food will be paid. Your health will be good. Why? Because Malachi chapter 3 verse 11 it says, if you give, I will fight your devourer. When God is watching your house, nobody has power to destroy your house.
Amen.
Psalm 127 it says, if the God doesn't watch the city, what? Watchman's watching is in vain. Okay, let's finish. We are in book of James, chapter 2, verse 24. We already read that. Okay, let's read 24, 25, and 26.
You see that, how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
So now he's giving another example. There is a life in the blood. You take the blood out, man is going to be dead.
Amen.
Without blood, there is no life. So without faith, there is no life. Means faith without works is dead. So if you have faith, I'm a believer, I'm a servant of God, I know the truth, I know this is true, and I'm supposed to do, but I don't do it. Is that helps? I know this, I know I'm supposed to do these things, I know it, but I cannot do it. Is that good?
No.
So if you cannot do what God says to do, what you will say? Help me, Lord. I need grace. You give me power over this kind of weakness. It can be smoking. It can be drinking. It can be gambling. It can be not giving tithes. It can be not helping your neighbor. It can be just using foul language. It can be using your temper. Anything you're doing, you know the truth. You know I should not be doing this. And you keep on doing it. What happens? You're guilty. Right? So the word of God is saying, just like faith without works is dead. Okay? The same way, if you believe Jesus Christ and if you don't do anything, our spirituality is just like a dead person.
Right.
We have to work for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you are a believer, you're going to say, now I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to find somebody to share this.
Amen.
Just think that you got $1 million. you may not tell somebody you got $1 million, but if you got a good boyfriend, a good girlfriend, even though nobody wants to hear, say, you want to hear what my boyfriend gave me? Look at this. Even though nobody wants to hear, you want to show the ring, diamond, this is real diamond, it's not fake. You want to tell somebody what Jesus Christ has given to you. The great salvation, the great healing, the great miracle he has done. And you don't want to share it with anybody? You know why you say, if I tell somebody, they may not like it. Doesn't matter. You tell the truth.
Amen.
You tell somebody.
That's right.
I told you the other day, one man was standing on the street and he looked depressed to me. I said, sir, are you depressed? That man should have said, it's none of your business. I said, you look depressed. He said, how do you know? The Spirit of God tells me you're depressed. I talked to him. I brought him to church. I prayed for him. And God blessed him. Today, he's a pastor.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say, the Word of God is saying, faith without works is
dead.
Shall we rise?